Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, time for sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy. This is the part of the program where every week I say, let's sit up on something in the NFL. Let's stand down on something in the NFL. And I got a buddy to give you. Okay. We need to sit up on the Arizona Cardinals. Folks, that was impressive yesterday what they did to the LA Rams. And it makes the Bills win look way better and way more impressive than it did even a few days ago. Yesterday, these are Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, 266 yards and three touchdowns. 59 yards rushing. James Conner, 122 and a touchdown. Marvin Harrison, 4 catches, 130 and 2 touchdowns. And they hold the Rams to 245 yards total to 10 points. The Cardinals look good. I will tell you this. Be thankful the Bills played the Cardinals week one. They're just going to keep getting better. They're going to figure themselves out even more. Cardinals are, I think, legit after watching yesterday. And going back to being down 17-3 and coming back, the Bills did in week one, even more impressive. So, yeah. Sit up on the Cards. Okay. Let's stand down on anointing Caleb Williams, this unbelievable, great first-round pick that has the best setup ever. So, he's just going to go straight to stardom right away. No. First week, week one, and this is not to say he's bad. I think he'll be fine. I like Caleb Williams. Week one, 93 yards passing. 14 of 29 in week one. And then last night, against the Houston Texans, 23 of 37, 174 yards. So he's got 270 yards, 260-something yards in two games, has yet to throw a touchdown pass in his NFL career, threw two picks last night. He can do some nice things. It sucked not having Keenan Allen for him, I'm sure. But we need to stand down on this immediate Caleb Williams anointment of greatest setup ever for a first, number one overall pick. He's going to be amazing right away. Just start him immediately. Even I kind of bought into that, which is because I like their offense, but let's stand down a little bit, okay?
I bought into it.
Takes a little time in this league.
It's killing my fantasy team because of it. I didn't draft him high. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get all these other guys.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
I drafted him, too, as a backup for a keeper next year.
My backup, though, is Sam Darnold, so I'm like, focused on all the other stuff first and then waited way too long on quarterbacks.
I would actually think about starting Darnold, but more than anything, just pick somebody else up.
The problem is it's a 14-man league, so there's not many options out there. I'm going to try to swing a trade because I got some other big names, but it's not going well so far.
Okay.
It's been very rough.
You might have to start Darnold. Okay, let's get to my buddy, and then we will talk about the next game.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey, buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Lou, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
Okay, the guy who's my buddy today... first time this has ever happened, I think this is the right name, but I'm not even totally positive. I'm going to trust that this is the right name. His name is Dwight Stoeffler. Have you ever heard of Dwight Stoeffler? Okay, did you watch the game last night? I felt really bad for this guy. There, he was doing the chain gang for the Texans. He was standing on the sidelines. There was a play that came by. He stepped back. He didn't even get hit. Josh, he stepped back, tripped over the goal line marker, or the 10, fell back and hit his head, an older gentleman. He was down for quite a while. Medical personnel tended him. He ultimately got up. They put him on a cart or whatever. They wheeled him into the locker room. The reason I say his name is Dwight Stoeffler because Melissa Stark said his name is Dwight Stoeffler. So I'm going to trust Melissa here.
I'm reading articles, too, that they're all saying the same name. So.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. And I'm just telling you, I say this all the time. Down there, all those people down there, that is a fraternity that I'm a part of. Like, we are all in there together every game. And I am surprised this doesn't happen more often. Some people down there, just doing their job, they're not even paying attention to where the ball is necessarily. You could say, well, they should be. Like, security gets hit because they're watching the stands. And people get hit their backs, right? Somebody got hurt really bad, I think, in a Bills game a few years ago because they're watching, doing their job, and they got hit in the back. These people on the sidelines who, camera people, photogs, like videographers, sideline personnel, the chain gang, like they're just standing there doing their job, and these things come so quick. These plays, these players are so big and fast. I am surprised this doesn't happen more often. I felt so bad for this guy. Let's hope he's okay. Dwight, you are my buddy. When the Bills play the Texans in a few weeks, I hope Dwight is back doing his job so I can say hi to him. I'd like to be able to do that because we are all a fraternity down there. We look out for one another. I can't tell you how many times someone goes, Sal, watch out. Or I say to somebody, hey, watch out because something's coming your way. So my buddy is Dwight Stoeffler, an older gentleman doing the sidelines, chain gang, last night for the Houston Texans who got knocked down and hit his head. Let's hope he's okay. Okay. Time to look ahead to the next game. This is brought to you by Lake Hour Premium Tequila and Vodka Hard Seltzers. You can pick them up at your favorite local liquor store today. I've told you before, you all know, I'm not a beer drinker. I like my seltzers. I love this stuff. Lake Hour Premium Tequila and Vodka Hard Seltzers. Rich Pete, who's a big Bills fan, Lake Hour, he founded this with Wyatt Russell, Kurt Russell's son, Goldie Hawn's son. We had him on the radio. That's their product. That's their company. Go check it out, Lake Hour. All right, and I want to make sure I give you the exact address because it's lakehour.com, of course. There it is, lakehour.com. And you can go there and you can check it all out. They have great flavors. Okay, next week, the Bills, Monday Night Football. You grew up in an era of the Bills always playing on Monday night, I think, kind of, right? Like, maybe not. Like, during the drought, they didn't really at all. But last several years, they've been on. Like, do you remember when the Bills would never be on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, it was like the most primetime games in, like, however many years for the Bills. And I was like, right. Wow, this is really cool. And now I'm like, it's still really cool, but it's so late at night.
Oh, yeah, for sure, right?
I love the 1 o'clock kickoffs. So.
Dude, you know that Monday Night Football used to be 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, Monday Night Football was 9 p.m.
No way. I could not imagine that. Like, well, staying up that late.
Here's the good news for you, Josh. 7:30 p.m. start Monday night. It is an early start. Why? Because there's a Monday Night Football game going out at the same time, starting 45 minutes later. This is one of those Monday Night Football doubleheader weekends that the NFL has been trying and doing in the last few years. Jags-Bills Monday at 7:30 p.m., and then at 8:15, Commanders at Bengals. It's all going on at once. Again, Jags off to an 0-2 start. They have not looked good, but they have talent. They have firepower. They have a history here against the Bills, too. We know that. They beat the Bills in London last year. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, of course, the return of Gabe Davis, Mitch Morse. They have Christian Kirk, who hasn't really been getting super involved. Evan Ingram looks like he is, you know, we talked about it. Could be injured, could be out of the game. We'll see exactly where that goes. This is not going to be an easy game for the Bills. This is a team, Jacksonville, that would be very desperate. I guarantee you they will put together a hard, good week of practice to not want to fall to 0-3. Their next few games, Bills, Texans, Colts. So Bills and Texans on the horizon for them. Okay, we'll take you now to One Bills Live. We got Chauvin the Bulldog coming up after that. That is your look ahead to the next game. Brought to you by Lake Hour Premium Tequila and Vodka Hard Seltzers. Pick them up at your favorite local liquor store today, lakehour.com. Sal Capaccio back with you later this week. Bills Jags week, Monday Night Football, One Bills Live up next.